Well done, Mr. Powers. You finally fa Wait a minute. You're not Austin Powers. How the frick did NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley get in my layer?
I'm sorry, Mr. Evil. This is just one terrible misunderstanding.
That's Dr. Evil to you. And how did you find me anyway?
I'm sorry. I was listening to a podcast on my cell phone. And I guess I just missed my studio.
Well, now you're my hostage, and I will ransom you for $1 million. Hello? Mr. Roundmound, are you even listening? I didn't spend 8 years in frickin' evil doctor school for you to ignore me.
Oh, this is terrible. I didn't see you talking. I'm just listening to my new favorite podcast called Pool Boy.
Zip it!
I was gonna say...
I said zip it!
They're on every...
People of the court, exhibit A.
They have the heart.
Come over here, Charles, have a suck on my zipple.
Are you done?
Translate, zip it. Okay, I'm done. What were you saying?
The pod gives hot sports takes, as well as very funny content. Funnier than my awful debt I've collected over the terrible years of gambling.
Right. Into the hot magma you go. Episode 19, Pool Boys. We're here a week late because of audio technical difficulties. We didn't want to reshoot the podcast because that would just be like a bad podcast. So we just redid it again. Wouldn't be as good.
I'm just going to say, you guys missed a really great one with Billy Best Ever. Honestly, if you're a real loyal fan, you'd stop watching us because that was one of the greatest episodes I've ever done, honestly.
I'm going to have to disagree with that one. I think all our episodes are good. All equally the same.
No, but that one was the best one I ever heard. And honestly, if you guys weren't here for that, you'd probably just stop listening, honestly.
Stop living.
Just die.
Yeah, it was that good.
You know what? I think people listening to this podcast probably should... I'm gonna stop for a second.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so let's just get into the topics then. NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors, shockingly... swept the Trailblazers. Man, who would have thought?
What?
Yeah, I know. Are you sitting down?
Give me a second.
I mean, I already told you the news, so it really wouldn't matter.
Wait, give me a second. Because I wasn't listening. Say it again?
I mean, you just did the gasp. All right, the Warriors swept the Blazers.
Wow, the Golden State Warriors swept the Portland Trailblazers. That's crazy.
Yeah. Steph Curry, he went back to the reason why Steph Curry won those MVPs those 2 years, even though he deserved only one of them. He did really good. Really good.
Yeah, but I mean, people are saying that they're better without KD. It's just flat out ridiculous.
I mean, facts only.
I think they just don't try as much when KD's there, honestly.
Did the Warriors sweep any team before they had Kevin Durant? No. Did they sweep a team after they had Kevin Durant? No. I mean, they actually did.
Were the Blazers way over their head in competition and probably shouldn't have been there? Yeah, probably.
Was Damian Lillard the most unclutch player aside that one game against the Thunder? Yes, he was terrible the whole playoffs.
Does CJ McCollum look like a middle schooler that got a really big growth spurt? Yeah.
Is Klay Thompson high all the time? Yeah.
Does Draymond Green have a dick that looks like a wood?
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
It's pretty. It looks like wood. It looks like it was shaved.
Yeah. So, Warriors, fifth straight year in the finals. First time since Bill Russell and the Celtics did it. So, yeah, pretty cool. I don't know. I really don't care.
Yeah, I mean, the other series is where it's at.
Yeah. I said the Bucks right now. Raptors right now are tied in the series right now. But Mel, I didn't watch any of those games. And you know why? Because I have my guy Magic Johnson telling me what's going on in those games.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell me what he said.
I just got to find the tweets. Hold up. The Bucks' explosive offense has been missing the last two games. That's why the series is tied at 2-2. The Raptors bench dominating the Bucks bench last night with Norm Powell scoring 18, Serge Ibaka scoring 17, and Fred VanVleet scoring 13. Toronto guard Kyle Lowry scoring 25 points and leading the Raptors through a win last night is quietly having a good series. Getting my skinny popcorn ready for the Milwaukee versus Toronto. I think I'm going to go with sea salt and pepper. And that's Woo-hoo! It. That's all. Yeah! I really want to know what he had. Did he have sea salt and pepper? Did he?
I'm a guess he did if he said it.
Yeah.
Did you see the one about with the tongue and the going back and forth with the tongue and the clit? And did you see that one?
Yeah, like 20 years ago. here's a Magic Johnson tweet about the Warriors game. With Steph Curry's 36 points, Draymond Green's 20, 13, 12 triple-double, and Klay Thompson's incredible defense, the Warriors' three superstars led them to another win in the series.
That sure will do it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
He said it. He really said it.
That's why he's a great analysis.
Actually, I heard the craziest thing like with that series was the Leeds Portland had, right?
Yeah, Portland.
Did they have like huge leads?
Yeah, Portland led for most of the series, and they just blew it all the time. Every like the last three games, it's pretty sad.
That is really sad, actually.
But for the Bucks Raptors series, Drake just. Just being a real man's right now on the side of the court, massaging Nick Nurse's shoulders, just being like going all crazy. I like it,
bro. It's so annoying. It's annoying seeing him out there.
I appreciate a fan like that. Like if you were like a superstar, you would do the same thing, Mel.
He's gonna check in a game one day.
Oh, without a doubt, he has a jersey underneath all of his clothes.
Is he really?
Liam, that was a joke.
You got me. You know, you got me.
That's fine, man. That's fine. Because, I don't know what I was going to say. I forgot to put this on my list. Talking about Matt Johnson, this dude went on First Take, and he just told everyone that Rob Pelinka, not a good dude. Not a good dude. You know who Rob Pelinka is?
I don't know who Rob
Pelinka is. Rob Pelinka is the GM, no. the new president of the Lakers. He was the guy that was with them. Oh. He was like the GM at the time when Magic was there, and then Magic said that Rob Pelinka backstabbed him multiple times. He was talking trash.
Why do you say this on First Take?
Because him and Stephen A. are boys.
Oh, he should have just said this to the guy's face.
Well, he didn't want to know why he did it on that day. It's because that was the day Rob Pelinka was introducing Frank Vogel as the new head coach.
I feel like Magic is low key a pussy.
I think Magic knows what he's doing. He knows that he was gonna that the media is gonna ask the Rob Pelinka questions about backstabbing him. So that's why he did it on that day.
I know. I think the AIDS made him soft, like his immune system.
I think the AIDS made him hard, even harder.
Like his diseased dick. All right, so
quality content here. Quality content.
But yeah, I hope Drake gets punched one of these days.
Yeah. Some other stuff going on in the NBA. Steve Mills, he explained what happened with Kristaps Porzingis, the rapist, may I add. Allegedly. Steve Mills said that Kristaps came into the office and said, if you don't trade me, I'm going back to Europe in 30 days. So, we traded him. That's all.
He had to get out of the country.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely getting out of the country. I don't know. How is he allowed out of the country with all these charges going on right now?
Honestly, wait, isn't that illegal?
It doesn't make any sense how he's not in the country right now.
He's in Latvia, right?
Yeah, I don't see a reason why he should come back at this point.
He got jumped over there, too. Like,
no one likes him.
That's a real bad look.
Yeah.
You can't be 7'3 and get jumped by someone who's probably like 6 foot. Literally jumped. Because, yeah. I mean, they had to jump to hit him,
all
right?
The worst part about that video was when he pushed that girl. Like, come on, KB. Like, it's like all this all's going on.
The crazy thing is, when I watched that video, I thought that's like what he was in trouble for. I was like, oh, shit, he pushed that girl pretty hard.
That should be why he's in trouble, but, you know, whatever.
If it's the NFL, he's suspended.
Yeah, the NBA soft. Roger Goodell knows how to control the league.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe raped a girl, and he played the next year.
Mel, what's going on in the NHL? I'm just going to give you some rape.
Well, the Blues just won two nights ago, and they're beating up. That song's been stuck in my head for the last, like, 5 days. I can't get it out.
I know. It's so good.
It's a Bruins song now, by the way. We stole it from them. But
that's not how it works. It only works against the Yankees.
All right. But what happened is the Blues, they're versus the Bruins, and the Stanley Cup starts next Monday. And I say game seven. It's going to seven.
Bruins in seven? All right. I'm going to say Blues in four. That's my prediction.
The stat that's annoying me the most, it's not really a stat, it's just what happened this whole entire playoffs. Every team that swept got swept the next round. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Blues in four.
It's scaring me.
And with, especially with all like the stuff going on with the Blues right now. They had that girl with cancer or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what she has. She has something.
She had a disease and they're fighting for her.
Yeah, and then you got the guy from Barstool with his dick and chinchilla. I knew the guy's name was. I'm just not going to say it because we don't want to get free ads.
That's true. That's on true. Our
podcast.
Even though you said Barstool.
Ah, crap. Young Page Juice. It was Young Page Juice and his dick and his floppy dick with the chinchilla.
I want to see it. That's all I'm going to say. I want to see it.
The chinchilla?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Is that all that's going on in the NHL? That's it. Blues had a nice victory. What was it game six? Fuck the Sharks.
Game
finally
six.
They finally got out.
Well, the Sharks are the biggest joke team. They had so many good players.
I mean, that's what happens when like that should be the Golden Knights right now. They should be in the finals. They should be in the conference finals, but they got screwed out.
Yeah, Fleury trying to make a fucking save.
What the fuck? Fuck you.
Well, it looked like the easiest save he could have had in double.
I'll kill you. Don't come after the Knights. I'll kill you. I'll stab you.
I'll kill you. I'll make it look like a bloody accident.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
That was Cat in the Hat.
Oh, okay.
Update, Cat in the Hat is now on Netflix, guys, so go and watch.
Yeah. Insert Charlie Brown sad music right here. Producer, editor. No, you don't have to do it. The editor's going to do it. The editor's going to do it. I need Mel. I'm trying to. Mel, stop. Mel, I'm muting Mel's mic. All right, so now you can't hear him. All right. You can talk now. I unmuted you. So the Mets, you know, Cespedes, like an idiot, fell in a hole in his ranch and broke his ankle, out for the season. God damn idiot.
That's funny.
That's just annoying. That's just annoying. And you know what the worst part was, Mel, about this all going on?
What's the worst part?
We got swept by the worst team in baseball, the Miami Marlins.
I mean, that makes you the worst team in baseball, bud.
Robinson Cano just does not want to run anymore. Doesn't
he
care
got
about
hurt.
Hustle. Mel, let Cano me got... Mel, wait for it. Robinson Cano doesn't want to hustle anymore. He's just looking bad. The media's diverting all attention. Maybe Cowboys being a bad manager, just looking stupid out there. But now, insert the Charlie Brown happy music. The Mets. Stop. I don't need you. The Mets, they swept. They had a 4-game sweep over the Nationals. They looked amazing. Edwin Diaz looked like he's back in form, doing really good again. Robinson Cano got injured. Get off the team, Robinson Cano. You slow, lazy bastard. Pete Alonso, 60 home runs so far. He had a home run a couple days ago. Carlos Gomez, yee. He hit a home run today. Got us the lead. We won because of that. We're unstoppable. It's new era in Mets baseball.
Didn't you say you got swept by the worst team in
baseball?
Yeah,
but we swept the Nationals now.
Isn't that like one of the worst teams in baseball?
No, they're not one of the worst teams. They're just not playing up to their potential.
You guys suck. Remember when you guys were sucking Cano's dick the whole time?
No, like literally nothing.
Y'all
we never did that.
Good. Y'all thought he was good.
You know what sucks? One of the
prospects.
One of the prospects we traded for Cano was like doing like really good right now in minor leagues.
Don't you isn't Jeff McNeil on your team?
Yeah. What? Yes. Oh yes, Jeff McNeil got injured today too. Yeah, and that sucks. But we didn't need him today. We didn't need him for today. He needs a rest. He needs a rest because he hasn't doing this. He hasn't been playing that best lately, so he getting a 10-day rest.
Isn't Conforto hurt too?
Yes, Conforto's also hurt.
Does it get you mad that the Yankees are kind of dealing with the same injuries but are still winning?
We just won.
Yeah, but
like we got Carlos Gomez, we have Roger Davis, like we're unstoppable.
I didn't know Carlos Gomez left Seattle.
Carlos Gomez was never Nelson on Seattle. Cruz? Yeah, I think Nelson Cruz was on the Twins.
Is that a racism?
Yeah, it's like not even close to being like the same person.
Why did I get them mixed up?
Because you're stupid.
Well, Carlos Gomez used to be on the Brewers, and Seattle and the Brewers had kind of the same colors.
Yeah, whatever you say, you're racist.
Ba, ba, ba.
So yeah, the Mets are back. There's a new era of Mets baseball.
Hey,
watch out.
Was it this week or was it 2 weeks ago that we talked about that Yonis Cespedes on the Mets is the greatest player of all time?
Yeah.
Yonis Cespedes on the Mets is the greatest player of all time. You're going to miss him.
Just facts only. No, we don't need him now. We don't need him now because we have Carlos Gomez.
Thoughts?
Thoughts. This is a quick podcast. I can't see how much time this is, but this is very quick.
We're hitting our dog days. We're gonna find some more stuff to do.
It's not even that. I think we're just going by really quick. All right.
There's not much things to harp on.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, let me go on.
Get the thoughts. Yeah, the thoughts to get us something.
There we go. The best part about historic movies is at the end when they show who the actor played and what the actor and the person looks like, how they look alike. You know what I mean?
Wait, say it again?
You know how at the end of like historic movies, like when they show who the actor played and like how they look alike?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part about historic movies.
Yeah, I got you.
I hate ads on compilation videos on YouTube. Like, I hate how, like,
those suck.
Like, how, like, why are they able to make money off of you, like, stealing people's content. That's fucked up.
I hate watching like a baseball compilation and just fucking ad pops up in the middle of it. They put it right in the middle too, which just sucks.
Yeah. Like it's not even their content. Like I'm gonna tell baseball that like I'm gonna tell them be that you're stealing their content and that you should like ban their account. My next thought is, so there's this picture that came up. It doesn't work right now because we got swept by the Marlins, but at the time This is the Mets pitchers versus the Marlins team. Mets pitchers are batting 202. The Marlins are batting 218. The Mets pitchers has an OB on base percentage of 227. The Marlins have a 281. So that's not really close. The Mets slugging percentage a 0.369. The Marlins 0.307.
So the Marlins suck.
And the OPS for the Mets pitchers of 0.596. The Marlins 0.587.
What is OPS?
I don't know. I just assume it's going to be good for them.
But what is slugging?
Slugging, I think it's like home runs, doubles, triples, plus, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, that's the thing. My next thought is, I don't know if I ever told you this, but Rey Mysterio's son is a giant compared to Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's son. Wait, what?
No, it's his adopted kid.
No, it's not his adopted kid. It's the kid he stole from Eddie Guerrero.
No, remember the kid that he fought for?
Yeah, but he didn't adopt him. He stole him from Eddie Guerrero. That's what Eddie Guerrero said.
No, that was Rey Mysterio's kid that Eddie Guerrero tried to steal from him.
I think we're talking about two different things.
Remember when Eddie Guerrero
Eddie Guerrero said it was his son. Eddie Guerrero said it was his son.
No, it wasn't.
That's what Eddie Guerrero said.
But Rey Mysterio won the match.
Yes, so it's Rey Mysterio's actual son. That's the whole thing. It's whoever won got custody.
Yes, and Rey Mysterio's son. That's who we're talking about.
Yes.
That same kid that he won the match for.
Yes.
And he's huge?
Yes, he's a giant compared to Rey Mysterio. He's like 6 foot something.
Jesus.
Yeah. It really might be Eddie Guerrero's son. R.I.P.
Eddie knew he was going to die, yes.
R.I.P. Eddie Guerrero.
Big R.I.P.
Food for high people is really good. Like, high people food just tastes really good.
Oh, you've been high?
No, I just like the food. I'm really, like, you know, fat.
Like, any food is good.
Yeah. Like, I had Pringles. Like, I wouldn't have Pringles, like, regularly. I just, like, you know what? I want some Pringles today. They're really good.
That's high fuel food?
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, I saw it in my brother's room.
I was actually high yesterday, and I had a big sandwich and some chips.
Right, I'm cutting that part out. I hate how in home run videos when, like, the home run doesn't get called right away. So, like, it's like, was it foul? Was it foul? Oh, let's go. We have to go to review. Like, that ruins whole momentum, like, the home run video I'm watching.
What do you mean?
So, it's like, you know, like, how if, like, you watch on Twitter, like, someone hit a home run, but it's not, like, a home run right away?
No, I've never stumbled across this problem that you have right now.
Like the umpire like doesn't know if it's like fair or foul, so like they have to like review it first.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
So like you're killing like, the whole momentum of the video when it's like it's not a, like a home run right away.
No, I don't think I'm gonna understand the thing you're saying.
All right, well, next thought. I don't know why, but I always forget Ed Helms played Stu in Hangover.
Yeah.
And like, they just, like, Ed Helms does not look like Stu.
I get Ed Helms and, what's his name from SNL mixed up a lot.
Andy Samberg.
No.
Fred Armisen. Ed Helms
and.
Fred Armisen.
Is that it? No, not Fred Armisen. Ed Helms and, they look nothing alike. Ed Helms and the dude from Horrible Bosses.
Oh, Jason Statham.
Yes.
I don't know how you get those two mixed
up. I get them mixed up every single time.
Did you see the Power Rangers movies that came out a couple years ago?
No.
It's a weird movie. It's good? It's good but weird.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the acting's weird. It has, like, that feel. Like, you know, like, all those cheesy things they would say during the movie, like, during the TV shows? That was in the show. That was in the
they
movie.
Have that in there?
Yeah, it's a little cheesy sometimes.
I kind of want to check that out then.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember the, I can't remember it. Do you remember the Power Ranger movie where the main goal was, like, the villain was giving out slime?
No.
He was giving out slime to everyone, and it was, like, infecting people?
No.
Alright, never mind.
What are you thinking of, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Power of the Goonies? No, it's the Power Rangers movie.
Nah.
Alright, no.
My other thought about it. You know Doc Ray Montgomery is?
No, sir.
The guy who plays, the guy from Stranger Things, the stepbrother?
Oh, the one who says he's on crack?
The stepbrother, the redhead.
Redhead? There's no redhead.
Yes, there is in season two. The girl.
Oh, the really tough dude who's good at basketball.
Yeah. That guy looks like Zac Efron, like, so much.
Okay, next thought.
Why does tape help with pain / recovery?
Huh?
Why does tape help with pain / recovery? You know, like, those tape things? Yeah, like, they put, like on your, like, your shoulder. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like that tape.
Like when they tape ice to themselves?
No, it's like tape. It's like actual tape.
Oh, it's like it holds it in place.
No, that can't be it.
It's like when you put a bandage on.
That's not what bandages do.
No, it's like... I know what you're saying. It holds it in place.
Really? That doesn't make any sense.
Like if
KT tape.
Like if I hurt my finger, I'll tape two fingers together.
No, that's not what it is. It's called KT tape. Look it up. KT tape.
Oh, wait. The shit that Harden has on his arm?
Yes.
Oh, that numbs.
Oh, it numbs it?
Yeah, it numbs everything it touches. It's weird.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't know what it was until this year, too. I saw people using it. Yeah, it's like numbing.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
It is weird.
My final thought is... never mind. That's not a good thought. That's it.
I actually have a thought.
All right.
So, you know how, like, people have last names? People have same last names, but, like, they're not related?
Yeah.
But since they have that same last name, does that mean if you marry that person,
I know what you're
it's
saying.
incest.
Yes.
It's
Well,
incest.
technically everything is incest then.
But like that's incest. He's like, yeah, I feel like if you go back far enough, like,
well, that's everything.
If you go back far enough, then they were brothers and sisters.
Well, technically that's the same for me and you, Liam.
Huh.
Yeah.
And like bouncing off that, like since like every like name was like a family, how awesome do you think it would be to be like the Smith clan? Like there's so many Smiths in this world, like you have that, you'd be like,
I would say
that's
not that good
because
there's way too many people.
What are you talking about? You had like everyone on your side.
What are the king's last name? Like of England. What are their last names? Like Prince
King
Henry.
King Henry.
Yeah, what's King Henry's last name?
Fuck, I know. Duke of Worcester sauce.
That's like, I'm gonna look up. What's King? I never knew this. What's King Henry's last name? King Henry.
King Henry.
Well, he has to have a last name. King Henry. No, it just says King. Henry V was King of England. That's it. It doesn't say his last name.
First name King. Second name Henry, bro.
Yeah. Like his sister. His sister is, or his children, Elizabeth is the First of England.
Oh, they're all incest.
Oh, yeah, that 100%.
All the royal family is a gross incest.
Yeah. What's Prince Harry's last name? Like, what's that last name?
Harry, I feel like they don't take names.
Prince Harry. Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex. Yeah, doesn't have a last name.
If you really think about it, their money just becomes... They have money just because, basically.
Oh, Prince Harry's son, kid's name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. So, yeah, I guess you don't want last names.
There you go. It's like, they have money just because.
Yeah, because they're a king.
I remember there was, like, Norm MacDonald once said, why don't we just... I don't know who he was talking to. He was like, this is stupid. I'm not going to say it now. All right.
Game of Thrones time. You know what it is. You know what to do, Mal.
Bam, 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 bam,
right,
I had a little mixture at the end.
Good. Game of Thrones season episode 6 season finale. All
right. So what I think that you okay?
Oh, it gave me a headache. Oh.
What you guys just witnessed is small dog spreading his cheeks and just ripping ass into his microphone. I've never heard this in my life, and I am scared for my life.
Oh, that took a lot of energy on me.
I guess you don't like it.
Yeah, it was stupid. Very cheesy.
I'm going to be honest. If you... spoiler alert, obviously. If Bran just doesn't become king, then I'm fine with ending.
Yep.
That's the only part that lost me. Make it anyone else. Make it Sansa. Make it someone else, not Bran.
Now, 1 second. I numbed my tongue.
You have nut on your tongue?
I numbed my tongue.
Would you put tape on it?
Yeah. Well, that would just make it even more numb. Yeah, well, whatever. I hated how like how the dragon like burned like the throne. Like that was like supposed to be symbolism. That was so stupid.
No, John. What you don't understand is the throne killed my mother. Not Yes, mother. Okay. I'll be down in a minute. Okay.
Let's try to do this quick because we both have to leave. The best part for me was Samwell trying to bring democracy. She got shut down right away.
That was fun.
We're going to have the horses vote?
He sat back and drank his fucking water.
Yeah. The signing water.
I laughed when Tully dude came up and started speaking, and Sansa was like, "Sit your ass down, kid."
Yeah. The weird, like, why is the prisoner able to decide who's the king of the Seven Kingdoms now, or Six Kingdoms?
And Grey Worm just took it like a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Dothraki were supposed to be savages. They just went right back on the boats.
Yeah. And why does Jon have to go to the north when he, like, literally the people left? The Unsullied just left.
How is there still a Night's Watch?
There isn't. I think the Night's Watch is over. I think that's why the whole, like, thing is, like, they all left.
Bro, it doesn't make any sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Where was Bran during the battle?
Yeah. What did Bran tell Tyrion before the battle?
Oh my god, that. Oh my gosh. Bran sucks.
Just thinking of
go,
Star Wars.
Let me go find this dragon.
Yeah.
Head
And then stupid Sam brought the Book of Fire, Ice and Fire. Like,
god damn. Fucking Tyrion messing with the seats. Like, leave him. Why is Bronn head of coin? What does he know about coin?
Well, he is that from Highgarden. Like, they're like the richest people now, I think.
Ugh.
Yeah, bad episode.
Ugh.
But you know what, Mel? This was a good episode.
Freaking Jon stabs her with a sigh. I didn't understand that part. You know what a sai is? The thing that Raphael uses in the Ninja Turtles? Where does he get that? Where does he get a Japanese knife? Where does he get a Japanese knife?
The North.
It was a sai!
The North, John.
It was a sai. Nobody finds fucking your greased
Mel,
body.
Mel, I'm trying to eat dinner, so can you please wrap this up?
And fuck you for caring about if he pets his dog or not. Who gives a shit? That shit annoyed me. He let him pet his dog. God left me. Did he pet his dog? Shut up. Ghost is barely in the fucking show. Stop fucking crying about that. That's not the problem with the show. The problem was not that he didn't pet his dog. Oh, no, but we have to let him pet his dog before he goes off to the... That dog should be dead. How did it die? I'm not one for killing dogs. Obviously, I want dogs to survive every time. Dogs are awesome. But it should have been dead. It ran out there.
Are you done?
Yes.
All right. That's the episode.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass chicken anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camp for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense, that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits, beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers, two-faced rappers, walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Ink, and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.